On behalf of Ganapriya Foundation, I invite you all to this wonderful moment today where we are celebrating the 125th birth anniversary of the great Ariyakudi Ramanuja Iyengar. And on this occasion, we'll also be awarding the only disciple of Ariyakudi Iyengar world today, Alappai Venkatesan sir, with Rasika Sammohanamani Award. So before we commence this, I request Professor Kamakoti, one of the trustees of Ganapriya Foundation, to give a welcome speech.
Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha, Namaskaram. Ganapriya Foundation is very happy and proud to host this 125th birthday celebration of Sri Ariyakudi Ramanuja Iyengar. Nanga Ganapriya Foundation oru 7-lende 8 varshama nadathin varom. Inge vande concerts nadathala, but lecture concerts nadathin irukom. Typically Muthuswami Dikshithar Kirtanais, Patnam Subramaniyaroda Kirtanais, Varnangal, Mallari, idu maadhiri different concepts eduthu adhula irukkira important aspects senior vidwans vachu lecture demonstration kudutha adha archive panni engaloda website la ellarkum available ah pannirukom. Idhula kurippa Alappai Venkatesan sir rendu varsham munadi Ariyakudi Ramanuja Iyengar pathi ஒரு லெக்சர் டெமான்ஸ்ட்ரேஷன் கொடுத்தார். இந்த வருஷம் எங்களோட ஆன்யுவல் ஃபங்க்ஷனில் அவர் பூச்சி சீனிவாச ஐயங்கார் பற்றி சொன்னார். அவர் எங்களை நினச்சிண்டு அவர் Ariyakudi அவரோட குருவோட ஒரு பர்த்டே செலிப்ரேஷன்ஸை எங்களை ஹோஸ்ட் பண்ண சொல்கிறதுல ரொம்ப பெருமைப்படுறோம். அவருக்கு நன்றியை தெரிவிச்சுக்கிறோம். Ariyakudiய பார்க்குற பாக்கியம், தரிசனம் பண்ணுற பாக்கியம் எங்களை எங்களை எங்கள் ஜெனரேஷனுக்கு இல்லை. அவரை பற்றி நிறையா பேசுகிறதுக்கு அவரோட சங்கீத பாண்டித்தத்தை பற்றி பேச சார் நிறையா பேச போகிறார். ஆனால் சமங்குடி மாமா ரெண்டு அட்வைஸ் Ariyakudi எனக்கு பண்ணார், பெரிய குரு உபதேசம் அப்படின்னு ஒரு நாள் சொன்னார். அதை இந்த தருணத்தில் நினைவுபடுத்திக்க விரும்புகிறேன். ஒரு பெரிய சவத்தில் ஒரு அழகான தஞ்சாவூர் பெயிண்டிங் இருந்துதான். சீனி இங்கவா, அந்த பெயிண்டிங் அந்த சவத்தில் இருக்கு, அந்த பெயிண்டிங் இல்லைன்னா அந்த சவர் விழுந்துருமோ அப்படின்னு கேட்டாரான். விழாதுன்னாரான். அந்த பெயிண்டிங் இருந்தால் ஒரு அழகு. அதே மாதிரி தான் உன் சங்கீதமும், உன் சங்கீதத்தை கேட்கலன்னா யாருக்கும் மூச்சு நின்று போயிடாது, ஆனால் பாடினா ஒரு அழகு. இதை மனசில் வச்சுட்டு எல்லார்த்தையும் பழகு. பெரிய மகாவித்வானாக வருவேன். அட்வைஸ் நம்பர் 2, உனக்கு வர பணத்தில் 1% தர்மம் பண்ணு. இது ரெண்டும் சொன்னாராம். அதை நான் கடைப்பிடிச்சுட்டுருக்கேன்னு சம்மங்குடி மாமான்ட்டு சொன்னார். அது ஃபீல்ட் ஆஃப் மியூசிக் ஒன்றும் இல்லை, மட்டும் இல்லை, எல்லா ஃபீல்டுலேயும் யார் யாரெல்லாம் சக்ஸஸ்ஃபுல்லாக இருக்குமோ எல்லோரும் நினைவு வச்சுக்க வேண்டிய இது ரெண்டு அட்வைஸு. அந்த விஷயத்தில் Ariyakudi நம்ம எல்லாருக்கும் குரு. இந்த மாதிரியான ஒரு மகான் வாழ்க்கையில் அவர் பார்க்காத சங்கீத வித்வத் இல்லை. அவர் ஒரு நிதானத்தை கடைப்பிடிச்சு ஒரு வாழ்க்கையை வாய்ந்தார். அப்படிப்பட்ட மகானை இந்த அவரோட பர்த்டே செலிப்ரேஷன்ஸை கானப்ரியா ஃபவுண்டேஷன் மூலமாக செலிப்ரேட் பண்ண ரொம்பவும் சந்தோஷப்படுறோம். ரொம்ப எங்களுக்கு பெரிய ஹானராக இருக்குது. இந்த ஐபிஎல் மேட்ச் இதெல்லாம் தாண்டி 125வது வருஷம் இருக்க Ariyakudi அவரோட ஃபங்க்ஷனுக்கு நீங்கள் எல்லோரும் இங்கே வந்து இருக்கிறது நிஜமாகவே Ariyakudi ஹஸ் மேட் அன் இம்பேக்ட் அப்படிங்கிறது நான் தெரியுது. இந்த ஃபங்க்ஷனை மேலே தொடர்ந்து நடத்த ஸ்ரீ Alappai Venkatesan சார், ஸ்ரீ முரளி சார் வந்திருக்கார். அவரோட ஸ்டேங்களோட சீஃப் கெஸ்ட் இன்னைக்கு எல்லாருக்கும் நன்றியை தெரிவிச்சுக்கிறேன். நமஸ்காரம்.
நோ ஐ ரிக்வெஸ்ட் சீஃப் கெஸ்ட் முரளி சார் அண்ட் Alappai Venkatesan சார் டு கம் அண்ட் ஆக்குபை த டேஸ். Now a few words about our chief guest today, even though we all know a personality such as Murali sir. We are very proud and happy to welcome head of a prestigious cultural organization, Sri N. Murali sir of Madras Music Academy, and have him as the chief guest for today. Sri N. Murali of the Hindu and the president of Music Academy is a great promoter of art and culture. He is doing a yeoman service in keeping up the dignity of Music Academy and has made it a role model to the other organizations. We are extremely happy that he has agreed to preside over this function and give away the award to Alappey Sri Venkatesan. Thanks very much, sir. Now I request Professor Kamakoti to honor our chief guest. Now a few words about Alappey Sri Venkatesan. Alappey Sri Venkatesan is a well-known senior Carnatic vocalist. He is the last disciple of late Sri Adiyakudi Ramanujam Iyengar, the doyen of Carnatic music. He is a son of late Sri K. Parsarthi, an advocate who was himself a senior disciple of Sri Adiyakudi and a great connoisseur of music. Since 1964, Sri Venkatesan has been giving concerts and lecture demonstrations in India and abroad. He is known for his theme concerts, well-researched leg dems and Pallavi singing. During the years 1972 to 1981, he was closely associated with all-time great Mridangam maestro Sri Palghat Maniyyar, who gave him a lot of guidance and encouragement and also accompanied him on several occasions. Sri Venkatesan is a bridge between the stalwarts of his previous generation of musicians and today's younger generation of musicians. His music is anchored in the deepest traditions of classicism, characteristics of illustrious school to which he belongs to, and yet has acquired for itself a distinct flavor of innovation and creativity. His concerts are noted for their dignity and technical virtuosity. His lecture demonstrations are known for their thorough research and engaging presentation in Queen's English, backed by his erudition in Sanskrit and philosophical literature. Thanks very much, sir, for accepting this award. Now I request our chief guest, Sri N. Murali, to give the award to Alappey Venkatesan, sir. We request our chief guest, Sri N. Murali, to address the gathering.
Namaskaram, Sri Alappey Venkatesan, the trustees of Ganapriya Foundation, and respected invitees. It indeed gives me the greatest of pleasure today to be part of this 125th year celebration of Carnatic musician of the century, the last previous century, Sri Adiyakudi Ramanuja Iyengar. It is no exaggeration to say. In fact, I was a bit amused when Sri Kamakoti spoke of IPL. So in the context of Adiyakudi, IPL doesn't matter at all. In fact, IPL is as apart from Adiyakudi as I'll tell you why. to draw a cricket analogy, Sri Ariyakudi is the Don Bradman of Carnatic music. There is no question about it. And also because when Don Bradman test cricket average, not IPL or T20 or whatever, average was 99.94. And in Ariyakudi's case, every one of his concerts was a success, and therefore he scored 100 in. So to compare IPL and all that is different, but anyway, Sri Ariyakudi Ramanujayangar was not just a great musician, the most influential musician of Carnatic music, who was a trailblazer, because apart from his musicianship, the quality of his music, his classicism, he has never failed in a concert. He never resorts to gimmickry or anything else. He is known for his balance, proportion, and his Madhyama Kala singing, which he popularized. I think Ariyakudi Bani today has many proponents or many admire, but there is only one person who is now an authority on that, and that is Sri Alappai Venkatesan. Sri Ariyakudi actually achieved this golden mean, as they say, and many other musicians. He was a Manasika guru of GNB, Semmangudi, Madurai Mani Iyer, and all the leading musicians. In fact, they all held him in awe and admired him for his music. But even as a person, for all his greatness, he was very modest. He was never arrogant and never condescending. His music will live on. In fact, Sri Palghat Mani Iyer, who was associated with him for over 50 years and has accompanied him in, I think, almost all, over 50% of his concerts, remarked when Sri Ariyakudi passed away in 1967 that Carnatic music has passed away. So such was the brilliance and impact of Sri Ariyakudi. At that time, in the earlier years, Sri Ariyakudi, Papa Venkatramaya, and Palghat Mani Iyer, they were the golden trio. Later on, in the later years, I think Sri T.N. Krishnan accompanied him, but Palghat Mani Iyer continued till he passed away. And coming to, so therefore, I think Ganapriya Foundation, it's doing itself proud and doing itself an honor to celebrate the 125th year of a person who is a trailblazer. Also trailblazer because he is the one who fashioned the concert format. Here, I think I would want to add that he was not condescending or arrogant to say, I am formulating this format, it is for all others to follow. He never said that. It is for himself that he did, so that listeners could, because Carnatic music was becoming very heavy with just three or four major compositions in 3 hours. He saw to it that he always started with a Varnam and had something like 15, and had a balance of all the aspects, the best aspects of Carnatic music. And therefore, whether one liked it or not, every musician that came later has willy-nilly followed his padati, concert padati. I think that is his greatest tribute. He never said, I'm doing it for posterity or anybody. So, except now, we find the trend that a musician of two questioning what is the sanctity about Ariyakudi format and maybe starting off with other things. But by and large, the pattern, tradition established by him, concert format established by him, has continued, and it will continue as long as Carnatic music continues. His music itself has become immortal. Sri Alappai Venkatesan, as Professor Kamakoti said, is the last disciple of Sri Aryakudi Ramanujayengar. He belongs to an illustrious family. His father was a distinguished lawyer in Kerala in Alappe, and their home was playing host to all the musicians, the great musicians of that era who went to Kerala, I think, and being brought up in an atmosphere which was filled with Carnatic music, it is no wonder that Sri Alappe Venkatesan took to music at a very young age. And then he shifted to Chennai for his studies, and also because Chennai, as he was just telling me, he came here in 69, and he chose Chennai because he could have easily gone to college in Kerala, which he didn't, because it is the capital of Carnatic music. And he had had a distinguished career in both. As a chartered accountant, he has a very good practice, and he's balancing both careers. And as a musician, he has been he's been one of the proponents of Aryakudi Bani for over so many decades. And apart from, though Sri Aryak, he was quite young and had a short tutelage under Aryakudi, 5 years or 6 years, he had a lot of influence, interaction with Sri Palghat Mani Iyer, who passed on to him whatever he absorbed from the Aryakudi Bani. And therefore, today, it is no exaggeration to say that he is the one authority on Aryakudi Bani. And today, we are all indeed privileged and hear him talk about, give a lecture concert on Aryakudi Bani. I think, and what also struck me about him is, apart from his multifarious qualities, excelling as a chartered accountant, as a musician, and as the last disciple of Aryakudi, he has been propagating the greatness of Aryakudi Bani through his very well-researched legdems over the years. I think what also struck me was his felicity of language. I think when he writes, his language is will do proud to even an English student or a literature student. So with all this, I think he is the fitting person to be awarded today on his guru's 125th, on the occasion of his guru's 125th anniversary. I must also compliment Ganapriya Foundation, Sir Sridhar, Professor Kamakoti, the trustees, for doing what they are doing. They are not a normal sabha conducting music programs or concerts. As Professor Kamakoti said, they concentrate on theme-based, concept-based lecture concerts or legdems. And I think what is lacking these days is definitely the emphasis on academic side, on this side. And therefore, I'm very glad they are filling the gap. And I compliment them for putting together this program. I once again felicitate Sri Alappe Venkatesan on this well-deserved award. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Now I request the recipient of Rasika Sammohana Mani Award, Alappe Venkatesan sir, to give his acceptance speech.
Esteemed Rasika, Mr. Murali, Vidwans, Vidushis, other esteemed Rasikas, Namaskar. I am indeed thankful to the Rasikas and Ganapriya Foundation for honoring me on this occasion which marks a milestone in the history of Carnatic music. This being the 125th birthday of my revered Guru Sri Aryakudu Ramanujayanga. And I am doubly happy to receive this honor at the hands of a genuine, genial Rasika like Mr. Murali, not only because he has been ably heading our premier music institution, but also because generations of his family have admired and cherished my revered Guru's music. Therefore, it is in the fitness of things that he is here as the chief guest on this occasion, and I'm indeed very happy that he has come and conferred this award upon me. I look forward to sharing some thoughts and some music of my great guru in a little bit. Thank you.
We'll be ending this award function with a vote of thanks, which will be delivered by one of our trustees, G. Balasubramaniam. I request Balasubramaniam to deliver the vote of thanks.
Gurubhyo Namaha. Ellarku Namaskaram. First of all, I thank all the Rasikas who are present here in spite of IPL match, and all the Rasikas who have joined us over the internet. I thank Sri N. Murali sir, the chief guest for the evening. And I thank Rasika Sammohanamani, Sri Alappi Venkatesan sir. And I thank the co-artist who will be supporting him on stage, Sri Sri Ram Kumar, Sri Ramesh, and his son, Sri Kishore. And Alappi Venkatesan sir's vocal support, Vaishnavi Anand from Singapore, and Shruti Jayaraman, and all of them who have missed thanking. And I will also thank Narada Gana Sabha Hall authorities for providing us with the hall and other amenities. Thank you all. We will now be starting the lecture concert in another 5 minutes. Thank you.